It's very clear that Illinois is moving down a path where the legalization of cannabis is likely to occur sooner than later. I think lawmakers have all taken some of the, you know, taken the opportunity to learn about this issue, to understand the complexities of it. And, you know, as we embark towards 2018, you know, I think it's important for us to firm up where we stand on this issue. I'm willing to support the legalization of cannabis for adult use, provided that appropriate safeguards are in place. And I think that as the public, you know, wrestles with this issue, it's important that we have an actual public dialogue on what those appropriate safeguards are, what they look like, what the expectations of the public may be.
Well, let's talk about some of the facets of the public discourse. Some people view it as a moral issue. Do you?
I don't believe it's a moral issue. I think it's a controversial issue, you know, much like alcohol and tobacco and other items that are in the public sphere but are regulated. This is one of those. The question is, how do you regulate it appropriately? The answer as of today is you make it completely illegal, but clearly that policy position hasn't been working. People are using marijuana. It's not a deterrent to its use. People are using marijuana. There's an incredible black market that's been formed as a result of marijuana use and trade. I think there's an opportunity here for the government to tax and regulate and to stop enabling, you know, whether it's the drug cartels or others who today are receiving significant windfalls because of the fact that the government's made this illegal.
Within the context of public health issues, then, there are varying views all the way from U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who views it as a serious addiction problem in the nation, to those in Colorado or what have you, who see very little to distinguish it from alcohol, just something that needs to be handled carefully as adults handle substances carefully. Where do you fall on that spectrum?
Well, I think there's a balance here, and the balance comes through what those regulations look like. I think for the government to lump marijuana use with some of the other drugs that are causing real societal issues, you know, we've had a lot of attention placed recently on the opioid epidemic that's really plagued our country. As we look to balance our state and federal budgets, I think we have to prioritize our spending and we have to prioritize dollars to the programs that work. If you look, you know, today, the governments treat marijuana like it treats opioids, but they're very different drugs. They're very different effects, addiction issues. And so I think we need a reprioritization here. There's concerns raised by some that, you know, if Illinois were to go down the legalization path, that we may suddenly become the wild, wild west. And I think when I say that there's a balance here that's necessary, it's that balance between the law that exists today and the wild west. And I think there's areas that we can look at that already exist in the law today that can be, that we can emulate for cannabis use. You look at the laws, you know, public health laws. You look at the laws that regulate people who are driving while using alcohol. You look at the public health laws that regulate tobacco. These are areas where we can look to as we would legalize cannabis. The same goes for our youth. There's a longstanding public policy that says that while people are free to make choices, that people who are not yet mature enough to make choices for themselves get guidance, regulations. And so that exists in alcohol and tobacco. I think the same model, how we treat juveniles with cannabis use, again, we can look to those existing laws as a basis for how we might legalize cannabis.
Opponents of that notion prophesy huge increases in youth rates of marijuana use. Colorado, there's some evidence that that has not been the case. Where is the data on that beyond just Colorado? What have you looked at?
Well, I've studied this, I've seen a lot of studies published by kind of both sides of this issue. Unfortunately, both sides have data that backs up their claims. We got to wade through that and, you know, make policy choices here that, will work for Illinoisans. I don't anticipate that you're going to see significant changes in use as a result of legalization. I think what you'll see is some changed behaviors. That's what happens when a government regulates something. It influences behaviors. I think that we'll see tax revenue, you know, some say significant tax revenue generated from this. And again, you know, for me, I come to this, you know, I come to this issue as a fiscal conservative, someone who believes that we need to reprioritize our spending on that issue. It's a no-brainer here that we have other important priorities, opioid use again being one of those, and our attempts to combat its use. I come as a fiscal conservative who recognizes that we need to broaden our tax base. This is an issue, you know, the broadened tax base has been one that, we've talked about through our budget stalemate of the last 3 years. Clearly, this is an opportunity to broaden the tax base and hold, if not reduce, some of the individual income tax rates that today we're struggling with. I think this is an opportunity to move on some of those items.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with State Senator Jason Berrickman about the potential for legalized use of marijuana. You're a relatively early announcement among Republicans for this particular policy choice. Why is it important for you to get out early on this?
I'm concerned that if we don't have a bipartisan effort here to legalize, then we'll be left with what one party comes up with for a solution. I think that the best public policies come from bipartisan input. There's a give and a take that is part and parcel to the bipartisan process. And on this issue, we desperately need the bipartisan input. We need fiscal conservatives. We need people who have a mindset that says that there's a law enforcement and prosecutorial system that needs to have some reasonable input to this debate. Whether or not some of those ideas would exist if this issue only proceeded with Democrat input, I think is, you know, one never knows. But the point is that the best laws that are put into place, the laws that are supported most widely by the public, are those laws that have broad-based bipartisan support. So as Republicans, I think we need to sit at this negotiating table. I think we need to demonstrate our willingness to be open-minded on this issue. And I've been very clear that I intend to support this so long as we have those appropriate safeguards in place. What we need to do is spend the coming weeks and months hashing out what those appropriate safeguards look like and making sure that the end product is one that a majority of the people of the state would support.
Governor Rauner referred to legalized marijuana in Western states as a massive social experiment. You cited a number of studies on both sides of the issue. Where are reliable studies that you can hang your hat on to decide? Let's get into the nitty-gritty of policy.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the most accurate studies come from the professionals in the field who don't have a horse in the race. I look to our, you know, locally, we have some great providers who are dealing with substance abuse and mental health issues. I look to the mental health and the substance abuse community at large as providing us tangible evidence of what they're seeing. You know, their data is more clinically drawn. It's drawn from experts in the field who, again, they may have their personal political feelings about one issue or another, but they're drawing evidence from what they see. In our communities, we have people struggling with substance abuse, but by and large, that substance abuse is things like cocaine and crack and heroin, opioid use, which has, again, garnered a lot of local attention. So I think we need to go to those professionals for their input. I think similarly, you know, the one of the very good things that exists in the regulation of alcohol is the bright line standards that have been driven for alcohol use when driving. As a public, we have an expectation that people aren't going to be on a roads driving drunk. I think the public has the same expectation of marijuana use. And so we need to formulate laws that allow for a more bright line standard here. Input, again, from the people in the field, whether it be law enforcement, who's going to be tasked with making on-site determinations, to prosecutors who are going to be tasked with enforcing the law. We need that input to this debate, again, to make sure we come up with a product that's a law that's sound and reasoned and has input from all those, you know, experts.
You've mentioned the opioid crisis several times. Do you believe that any tax revenue or a substantial portion of tax revenue from legalized marijuana should be devoted to that particular purpose, opioid addiction treatment, or in that realm?
You know, I'm open to it. I think you know, there's clearly going to be a debate over the money, and people want to rush to judgment on, well, what happens if we legalize? What's the pool of money look like, and how do we spend it? I think the spending side of this requires bipartisan input. My priorities, which may or may not reflect the final product, but my priorities would be that we look to our backlog, our debt that's you know, obviously needing attention. We look to ways to relieving the tax burden placed on the people of Illinois, whether that means lower income tax rates, property tax relief, or what have you, and that we look to the needs of our local communities around the state. The substance abuse, the mental health providers of our state have been crying for relief. I think this gives us an opportunity for that, the opioid epidemic kind of being a subset of that. But think again, in Bloomington Normal, we hear from our hospitals that their emergency departments are becoming the stay house of certain individuals who have mental health issues and have no place to go. I think that is an epidemic that needs attention. Same issue exists in our jail. Our jail is now housing a lot of mentally ill individuals. We need a solution that works for our local communities on these mental health and substance abuse issues. And I think if we legalize cannabis, we can use some of those dollars to help some of our local communities with those efforts.
Are you going to get substantial pushback from your party on this? The governor is the head of the party. He's the biggest Republican in the state.
Well, you know, I read what he said about legalization, and he said he wanted more studies. I think that's a rally cry for the advocates here to produce some of their work and get it in front of him. I think he needs to hear from Republicans around the state. Clearly, in the Republican Party, this is one of those issues where there's widespread opinion. Some of our more mature voters may have very different views than a young Republican voter on this. Some of your libertarian-minded Republicans may have different views than a social conservative. But when you break it all down, I think what Governor Rauner needs to hear is the fiscal arguments that support this policy. You know, he's governor today. I know he's up for re-election, and if he's governor for the next 4 years, the one thing that's certain in the state is that our financial problems aren't going away overnight. We're going to need to be creative in how we wrestle with those issues. And I think that rather than flippantly dismissing this idea, the governor ought to study it further, hear from Republicans around the state and others, and, you know, reevaluate the position that he's taken on this issue.
How much money could it generate in tax revenue? The Democratic candidates for governor have trotted out those who support the proposal have trotted out estimates ranging from $300 million to $700 million per year. Well, do you have a sense of that?
I don't have a sense. I think the number's significant, but look, you know, we're talking about millions of dollars. It's all significant to any of us as an individual. I think we need to have a reasoned debate, a discussion. That's part of the reason I want to sit at that negotiating table, is to make sure that we have a sound tax policy on the implementation of this. A sound tax policy is going to generate significant revenues, but we also have to be cautious that we don't overplay that hand. You know, there are concerns that we ought to have that if you overtax, what you may do is instill, even in a legalized environment, you may instill the idea that the black market can deliver this at a more cost-efficient manner than in the regulated market. So there's a balance there that I think we can hit, and once we hit that, we'll look and see what those revenues look like.
Is Colorado a guide there where prices have fallen 67%?
I don't think Colorado's a guide as much as it's one of many resources that we'll look at. I think there's a lot to be learned from Colorado, and not necessarily in the right way. You know, Colorado came out early. They came out with a legalization system that I think had some unintended consequences, and so we can learn from that and put in place a more reasoned regulatory scheme, a reasoned tax scheme, based on what we learned from their instance.
What do you think Illinois should not repeat from Colorado?
When I talk about those, you know, regulations, I think what we're best done, what we can do best in Illinois, is to look to Illinois laws that exist today in our public health system, our regulation of alcohol and tobacco, and within our juvenile system. For me, those existing laws are the guidebook for what we may do for cannabis use, rather than saying, let's take the law that Colorado or some, you know, California is on the brink of adoption, rather than looking at, so is Michigan, by the way, I think, rather than looking at these other states as the starting point, I think we look to ourselves as the starting point. We look to what the other states have done well and look to adopt from there.